This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On What's On Your Mind, live from the Chester Fritz Auditorium, Grand Forks, counting down to Governor Doug Burgum's State of the State Address. Busy place, the Chester Fritz Auditorium, and I would dare say there is probably at least one-third of the crowd that I've seen come through the security here at the Chester Fritz Auditorium main lobby that are youngsters, that are, you know, high school or college age, which I think is fantastic. The governor's address at 10:30 today. We will interview the governor after his address at about 1 o'clock today. We will take the first half hour of the address, and then we will continue that on our Facebook page. It's also, of course, on the governor's page. And then at 1 o'clock, Facebook Live, we will do that interview as well with him. And then excerpts tomorrow on the program as well. We have a USDA deputy secretary tomorrow on the program to talk about big news today. The USMCA is being signed. Great news for North Dakota farmers. I know ranchers didn't get the win they wanted out of that. That's unfortunate. We have work to do in that regard, and we'll be talking about that in the coming days as well. One text I did not get to, whether many I didn't get to, and I apologize, but there's a great Kevin Cramer tweet here that is talking about the president and the fact that, oh, coincidentally, of course, the twin brother of Vindman, who was really the whistleblower, he just sort of was fronting for the other whistleblower. His twin brother was the one that reviewed the tweets in the what am I trying to say? People are waving at me, and I'm trying to talk and wave at the same time. I can't do it. I'm talking about the transcript that came over from John Bolton, right? It had to be reviewed by National Security. Well, the guy that looked at it was Vindman's twin brother. So Kevin Cramer tweeted out, I can't imagine why Donald Trump doesn't trust these bureaucrats. it's so true. It's just absolutely ridiculous. But wanted to comment also, somebody said they wanted us to weigh in on the CNN Don Lemon thing. We did yesterday, in case you missed the program, but I am not surprised by it. There was a little bit of a kerfuffle yesterday where Don Lemon had to explain it, that he didn't hear everything that was being said, so that isn't why he was necessarily laughing. Look, the important thing is the idea that these people, and I mean many, many in the media, I mean many on the Democratic side, they think of us as a bunch of dopes, as a bunch of dweebs, as ignorant, as, you know, rubes. This is called a very interesting little bit of truth serum is what it is. So just know that. And I read this book every night before I go to bed. I, you know, pick out an excerpt here or there. And it's amazing how the book always seems to fit. And a book I read last night talked about a fellow by the name of St. Paul. And he is distinguishing worldly wisdom from the wisdom of God. And here's what he said. For Christ did not send me... I'm reading the wrong quote. Here it is right here. Ready? Okay, here we go. I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and the learning of the learned I will set aside. So let me say that one more time. I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and the learning of the learned I will set aside. Learning of the learned. What he's saying is here, in my mind, this is Scott's interpretation, those that are wise, you know, the ones laughing on CNN, the people... they're not the wise ones. You're the wise ones, folks. I read that. I think of you in our audience right there. So there's my take on Don Lemon, since you asked, and CNN. What a mess. All right. We welcome to the program our next guest, the Commerce Commissioner of the great state of North Dakota, Michelle Comer. Hello, Michelle.
Good morning. Thank you so much for allowing me to join you today.
Well, I wanted to talk to you today about a number of things, but I want to start with the Commerce Department and maybe a little look back in 2019 and things you're most excited about what is done. It's not an agency that I would say is necessarily well-known in state government, or maybe taxpayers understand the kind of work you do. I appreciate it because I'm a private sector guy, and I see a lot of people in state government in North Dakota that realize the private sector is what makes the state go, not bureaucrats, not people that that sit in government offices. So I appreciate that about what you do there, and you do it very well. But what are you most proud of from 2019?
Well, thanks. You know, I, like you, Scott, I'm a private sector guy. I also joined the Team North Dakota about 3 years from the private sector. And at the time, was myself not so versed in the mission of the Commerce Department. Since that time, I have come to learn the value that the Commerce Department quite quietly adds to the state of North Dakota, to our economy. We have four divisions at the Department of Commerce, and at a high level, our job is to elevate North Dakota's image to enhance the wealth of our state. And a couple of the things that I'm really excited about from the past year, and we'll be building on these into 2020, are the progress that we've made in what we call our value-added strategies. We produce a lot of amazing things, oil, soil. We have growing industries in tech and UAS, but one of our priorities is to work with the private sector and investors to see how we can answer the question, how can we keep what we produce here, stack value on top of it, but instead of just moving it out of the state. So that's really important. We've done a lot of great work there in the last year.
Say that again now. Keep what we have here.
Yep.
And add value to it.
Right here.
Example would be?
Certainly. I'll give you an example that's just a couple miles from where we're sitting, Scott. We've got the great Simplot plant right north of us, and we all know what Simplot does, right? Well, as part of their waste product, they have potato peelings. This was considered waste. It needed to be moved, disposed of, and so forth. We have this company called Biomass Solutions that has invested over $100 million in our state that takes the waste from that plant and turns it into biofuel that's used by energy companies here in North Dakota and outside of North Dakota. It's a great example of creating wealth right here in our state from the things that are produced here in our state, and we're pursuing with a lot of energy, pun intended, these value-added energy and ag strategies. We have so much opportunity, and it's really exciting.
In that case, that was going to be thrown away.
You bet.
And probably you have to go into some holding pond that, you know, emits odor or whatever, right? And now you turn into a fuel.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Let me run one by you that came up yesterday on the program. We've been hearing from a lot of ranchers lately of the challenging times of low prices, unique situation at the packing plants that are buying the beef are controlled by four companies. And so the prices have gone down, everything else. And evidently, a number of years ago, there was some discussion of a co-op or something that they would do as beef producers, sort of like an ethanol group of corn growers would get together a co-op and do a plant, right, an ethanol plant. But it made me think that, maybe this is something that ought to be looked at, given the fact we have this rich history of cattle ranchers in North Dakota, and right now it's getting a little ugly. Would that be an example where you take the cattle and now you're going to say, hey, let's control our own destiny on the packing side? Obviously, you're going to compete against them. There'd be a number of variables there, but is there something there, you think?
Certainly, that is another example that fits perfectly into the value-added strategies. It's a great example, and you know there are many, many others across all industries. You know, we historically, as you know, have been an economy that's really dominated by, you know, we say oil and soil, energy and ag, but we have such tremendous opportunities in tech, in biotech, in biofuel. Emerging technologies, unmanned aerial systems. I get really excited when I talk about that again here in Grand Forks, just a few miles away from the Grand Sky Commercial Park. You know, we as a state have invested a lot of money through the leadership of, former Governor Hovind, current Senator Hovind, our congressional delegation, and, of course, Governor Burgum and our legislature have invested a great deal in that. And I think that we're working really hard right now to maximize those investments, but also to spread the word about what we're doing here in North Dakota. I wrote up carpooled here today with a couple of colleagues, and I was really excited to hear that when we're traveling outside of North Dakota and we say we're from North Dakota, you know, I remember 25 years ago when
ooh, it's cold there.
Yeah, I know.
First thing they said.
I know.
Yeah.
25 years ago when I lived in Washington, D.C., and I told people I was from North Dakota, the timing was a little unfortunate, but it was right at the time of the release of the movie Fargo.
Oh, yeah, you betcha.
Huh? That was creating a reputation for us. It wasn't necessarily helpful. While, you know, you can get a good chuckle out of the movie, I'm not criticizing the movie, certainly. But, you know, we have so much opportunity. And my colleagues were saying, you know, when I was at this show, when I was at this trade show, when I was at this convention, and I said I was from North Dakota, I didn't hear, oh, is it cold there? Is that, you know, a suburb of Canada? I heard, hey, you guys are doing some really cool things, an unmanned aerial system. I heard you guys are, you know, really building a reputation for yourself as leaders in technology and biotechnology. And that's exciting.
What I hope people connect is, okay, so that's a transformation. It's taken place over a number of years, but is a very good bit of progress. And then, you know, quickly, a story. I interviewed the leaders of General Atomics, like, I mean, the top folks, right? General Atomics, big-time company, privately held aerospace company, you know, major defense contractor, the whole deal, right? The Global Hawk, the Predator, you know, same thing in Northrop Grumman. I say to them, why are you here? You could be anywhere. Why are you here? You know what they say? North Dakota leaders, we get the attention we don't get anywhere else. You super serve them.
You bet.
So you're saying, hey, how can we help? We want you here. You're welcoming. And they've got that connection to, you know, to the fact that North Dakota has something going on in the technological side and otherwise. So it's fascinating. And I'm glad what you're doing. Stay tuned. More coming up with Michelle Comer after our conversation. After this break, rather, more of our conversation from minutes away, the State of the State address. Chairman Mark Fox just came in. How about that? Chester Fritz Auditorium, Grand
Forks. Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture. And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour. May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th, is great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000. 701-237-9000. Or toll free at 800-343-0093.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are near a mile marker 135 on I-94, you don't need to know this because you're already in backed up traffic. But if you're headed that way, westbound I-94, there is an accident at mile marker 135, and a wreck there is all we really know, I guess, but traffic is backed up. So that's on mile marker 135, I-94, westbound traffic is blocked there. Wanted you to know that. Be careful and pray for all involved. Cal, darn it, it is winter and slick and challenging for sure. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. And they do something really cool for our listeners every week, give us a really good deal. And you know what? 9 weeks out of 10, it sells. And then that other week, it sells the next week. So I wouldn't wait around if I were you on this deal. It's a 2015 Dodge Ram 1500 Lariat, crew cab eco diesel. Popular today with a half-ton, 3-liter diesel motor. Gives you the great diesel mileage as well. It's a sharp silver color. There's 91,000 miles on it, so this one's still a baby, for crying out loud. That great diesel engine, great mileage, silver color, lots of options, black leather seats, one owner trade on the lot right now, $25,995, today only. If you tell them you heard about it right here from us on What's On Your Mind, you drive it home for $23,998. Hop online, check it out at PucklichValleyCity.com or stop by the showroom, 721 West Main in Valley City. You drive, they'll ride with you. And, of course, Pucklich is North Dakota's home for Chevy. Their Bismarck store online at Pucklich.com. All right, we're at the Chester Fritz Auditorium, and Michelle and I are getting a little lonely here in the lobby because most folks have headed into the auditorium, haven't they?
Yes, sure have.
For the address at a few minutes away of Governor Burgum. Kind of exciting, though, to see as many people here and kind of gearing up for 2020, isn't it?
It is. It's very exciting. There's a lot of energy here. It's great to see people from all parts of the state, all ages. It's really exciting.
So what are we going to hear today, would you expect, in the way of themes that will connect with the Department of Commerce and what you're doing day in and day out?
Yeah. Well, I certainly do not want to preempt Governor Burgum's message. I do expect that he will talk about value-added strategy, like we just talked about a moment ago. We may hear a few remarks about the unmanned aerial system investments and the future there. We'll probably hear a little bit about community building initiatives and how North Dakota can be a leader and kind of go against the national trend where we're seeing our smaller communities decrease in size and vibrancy. We have a lot of really great things going on with a lot of engaged communities. The Department of Commerce has engaged with over 80 communities that represent more than 75% of the population of North Dakota to have conversations and teaching and learning from each other about how to have a healthy, vibrant community where we're making good infrastructure investments, of course, for the purpose of, being a place where the 21st century workforce wants to come, wants to stay, wants to work, wants to enjoy the, you know, hundreds, thousands, millions of positive things that North Dakota has to offer.
So much. What do you think will be, if I gave you a magic wand and said this happens beautifully in 2020 with Commerce Department leadership and partnership with the private sector, what would it be? What's the heavy lift in 2020?
Yeah, well, we have doubled our deal flow in economic development in the last year. We have doubled the number of primary sector certifications that we've done, which is basically a leading indicator of bringing more wealth to North Dakota. We are looking at a potential pipeline of over $1 billion of investment in North Dakota. We don't think we'll land every single one of those, but if we land a fraction of $1 billion of investment in North Dakota here in the near term, when it comes to these value-added strategies, when it comes to enhancing opportunities for companies to come to North Dakota, to grow in North Dakota, we have a lot to be excited about. Of course, we have to spend a lot of time and energy as a statewide community in addressing some of our workforce challenges. This is a national challenge, but some of the things that we're working on in the Department of Commerce and overall throughout the state and throughout local and regional communities, I think we're heading in the right direction.
How are we doing on workforce? Can you point to things that you think are examples of, where we've maybe got it figured out in comparison to others? Because I know it's not a North Dakota problem. It's a healthy economy all across the country for the most part.
You bet.
What are we doing better than anybody?
Well, you know what? we could point to some specific examples, but the one thing that I would really like to highlight is our potential as a state to collaborate and work together and move faster. I think that's the key differentiator, and it's one thing I've learned, you know, over and over in the last 3 years, and I appreciate it previously, but I appreciate even more today, is our connectedness. We are hyper-connected in North Dakota, and I was joking, say, when I was a kid growing up in Mayville and everybody knew where I was and what I was doing, I didn't find that an attribute, but as a grown up who cares about North Dakota and building community and building our economy, that is a significant advantage when it comes to workforce. We can simply move faster. Our system is smaller. And I think sometimes, you know, other states may look at us as a non-competitor because we're small. It's the opposite, Scott.
So to do that, that potential, to realize that potential, what's the most important thing?
I think the most important thing is to is consensus, and it's consensus not necessarily around ideologies, but it's consensus around the initiatives.
The plan. Okay.
Exactly.
This is how we can do this. Let's all have one silo, not 10 silos.
You bet. And it's partnership. You said it earlier. You know, I came from the private sector. I think private sector leadership is key. I've never believed that the government is going to solve problems. I want to see government be efficient. I want to see government support the private sector in achieving its goals, objectives, and ambitions.
You know, most of the enthusiasm, there's the mayor of the great city of Fargo
there
walking in with Greg Tavine from Emerging Prairie. Now, there's a pair. Did you two drive up together? If you did, I'm really scared. He was your Uber driver. I see. Okay. Greg Tavine just said that Mayor Mahoney was his Uber driver. I love it. It's been fun to see so many folks here today, young and old, right? Young and the usual suspects, sort of, and also lots of new faces and young faces as well. A lot of people that I hear talking about the Department of Commerce, I would say, are a smaller group of legislators. Maybe a little bit on the newer side, not there a long, long time, but just see, you know, the excitement and and then I see sort of the reserved, you know, group from the rest. You know, what do you think it takes for the Department of Commerce to transfer this energy and excitement to the legislature who funds you, who've been responsible for all these programs? I mean, they're the reason they did it. You know, do we need to get them more enthused?
You know, Scott, I think it's communication and I think it's relationships. And I've been actually thrilled. I won't say surprised because I didn't have a premonition, but thrilled with the engagement from the legislature. And I'm reminded, too, that you should refrain from thinking of, you know, about a body as one thing. It's individuals who have interests. They represent their regions and their districts, and it's our job at the Department of Commerce to be compelling, to have a good story, and to have strong initiatives that serve those regions. And I've found over and over again that the legislators that I get to interact with are extremely open to that. I just wish there were more time. That's what I wish. I wish there were more time, you know, because if we could communicate and have strong relationships with each of our legislators, I think that the path forward would be really pretty smooth.
I agree, because I don't think anybody could sit down and see what we've talked about today and say, well, that's a bad idea,
yeah.
Right? I think they're going to say, gosh, let's do more of that. I would argue that of every tax dollar spent in the state of North Dakota, what right now is leveraging other investment is the best expense of tax dollars that we have. You know, right up there at top. So I hope there's more of it as we move forward. Thanks for sharing a little bit of the story.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Appreciate all your energy. Can we see your TEDx talk, by the way?
Please do. You can find it on YouTube.
Okay.
Women for Women. I care a lot about that topic. Check it out.
It's really, really good, especially if you have daughters. Just saying. All right. Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks, Scott.
We'll continue with more after this on What's on Your Mind. Governor Doug Burgum in the State of the State Address from Grand Forks coming up.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A short time ago, SpaceX launched another Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral with another 60 little satellites for the company's Starlink internet service.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition, liftoff. Vehicle is pitching downrange.
It's the fourth Starlink launch overall, the second this year, for the fledgling internet service. The impeachment of President Trump in the Senate moving to what could be an especially contentious phase today as senators begin questioning House impeachment managers and the president's defense lawyers. Senators from both parties will submit written questions to the Chief Justice John Roberts, and Roberts will then read the questions aloud. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
What's on your mind? I'm Scott Hennen, live and on location from the Chester Fritz Auditorium. If you're wondering if we have a new feature on the program here to have a string quartet in the background of our broadcast, we do today, thanks to the entertainment that's being provided here at the lobby of the Chester Fritz Auditorium. Governor Burgum is going to address the crowd here momentarily, and I remind you we'll take as much of this as we can on the air, continue it on our Facebook pages after, and then also we will have the governor joining us at 1 o'clock live on Facebook Live for an interview after his address, and we'll also share some excerpts of that tomorrow on the program. Daryl Lease will be in for me tomorrow on the program. My daughter has a program at school, and it's at 9:30 in the morning tomorrow. So, Kev, I decided I better be a good dad.
Yeah.
Usually my wife is able to attend for both of us, but she can't tomorrow, so I'm not going to miss it. It's actually Catholic Schools Week, a topic I'm quite passionate about, especially since we have our third child now with about a year and a half left. And they all started many, many years ago, going all the way through. So our last one right now, so They've served us well, educated our children very well, loved it. So look forward to that little celebration tomorrow. So anyway, Daryl will be in for me tomorrow. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at the home of, I would argue, the home of the best option to manage your minerals. There's a lot of ways out there you can manage your minerals. And if you're being bombarded by all kinds of offers to buy your minerals, before you do anything, you got to talk to the guys at Mineral Tracker. MineralTracker.com or call 833-842-2924. MineralTracker.com. Get that app activated, your free month going. Texter says, tell motorists to turn on their headlights. Another texter says, have Scott ask Chairman Fox the status of the tribal refinery. The chairman is now seated. He was in front of me earlier, but we're going to have an introduction by the interim president of the University of North Dakota, Dr. Wynn. Then the lieutenant governor, Brent Sanford, will introduce the governor, Doug Burgum. So
You said they've started, Todd? Is that what you were, Kevin? You told me the...
Yeah, they've started the, looks like the video introduction.
Video introduction. Doing. All right, well, let's pick that up.
I would not have been president had it not been for my experience in North Dakota. However, there can be no life without change. And to be afraid of what is different or unfamiliar is to be afraid of life. Now, the more I see, the better satisfied I am that I am an American. Free born, free bred. Because the joy of living is his who has the heart to demand it. However, we should not forget that it will be just as important to our descendants to be prosperous in their time as it is to us to be prosperous in our time. For this reason, we must remember, this country will not be a good place for any of us to live in unless we make it a good place for all of us to live in. Because conservation means development as much as it does protection. In order to succeed, we need leaders of inspired idealism. Leaders to whom are granted great visions, who dream greatly and strive to make their dreams come true. Who can kindle the people with the fire from their own burning souls? Because the greatest gift life has to offer is the opportunity to work hard at work worth doing. So I say again, here is your country. Cherish these natural wonders. Cherish the natural resources. Cherish the history and romance for your children and your children's children of its beauty, its riches, or its romance, because it was here that the romance of my life began.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2020 State of the State Address. Please rise for the presentation of colors by the Grand Forks Air Force Space Honor Guard and remain standing for the singing of the national anthem by the Leeds Banner Girls.
We're waiting for the color guard. I wish you could see this, but you're listening to it on the radio because it never gets old to see the presentation of the colors. Grand Forks Air Force Base, they're doing a fine job here as they do at University of North Dakota hockey games and many other events. And then the Star Spangled Banner. And I'm thinking we might as well just pick that up as well, and maybe everybody can sing along. Well, the largest sing-along of the Star Spangled Banner ever in North Dakota, minutes away. How about that? And by the way, we have it shared on all of our social media feeds, so if you want to watch it, you can do that as well. And that will continue after the show today as well, so remember that.
Twilight's last gleaming, whose but stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red light of clouds bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Yeah, we lost you, Scotty. We'll get her back here.
What's the beeping?
Yeah, we lost the feed.
I'm hearing clapping. That beeping. And the president of the University of North Dakota, Josh Wynn, has just been announced. Looks like you're supposed to use it on the host PC, Kevin, in the host studio.
Yeah, I'm working on it. Let's see if we can bring it up here.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for coming out today. As indicated, I'm Joshua Wynn, interim president of the University of North Dakota, and proud to be dean of your School of Medicine and Health Sciences. This certainly is a landmark day, not only for UND, but also for the Grand Forks area, to have the honor of hosting North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum's annual State of the State Address. We are thrilled to join North Dakota University System Institution Minot State University, site of Governor Burgum's 2018 address, as State of the State host sites outside of the capital city of Bismarck. We'd also like to take this time to thank the Greater North Dakota Chamber for sponsoring this event and making it possible for us to gather here today. On behalf of the students, staff, and faculty of our great university, I and UND First Lady Dr. Susan Farkas, who joins me here today, welcome Governor Burgum and all of you to our campus for this very special occasion. We also send greetings to those who may be experiencing today's proceedings via live video streaming or other media. With that, I would like to turn it over to one of our favorite alums, North Dakota Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Brent, who graduated from UND in 1994 with a degree in accounting, will have the honor of introducing the 33rd Governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum, to the stage. Please welcome Lieutenant Governor Sanford. Thank you.
Hello. Welcome to the State of the State Address. Welcome to my home campus. As a proud alumnus of UND, I have many amazing memories here of my time on campus, but don't worry, I don't have enough time today to let them all out. When President Wynn, you might be relieved, but I won't share any of those stories. First, I'd like to thank President Wynn for hosting us today. More importantly, for stepping in as interim president. In this role, and as Dean of the UND School of Medicine and Health Sciences since 2010, President Wynn has been a selfless leader dedicated to the students of UND. Please join me in thanking him for his service. We're grateful for the collaboration among our North Dakota University system leadership, including those here today, Chancellor Hagerot, Presidents Brashani, Darling, Lefebvre, and Richmond, and State Board of Higher Education members Kathy Messett, Jill Louders, and Caleb Deshock. We also thank Mayor Brown, City Commissioners, and the Grand Forks County Commissioners for helping to host us today.
Yeah, there's a big crowd here, that's for sure. We'll take a quick break, come back with more of our cover. Governor Doug Burgum coming up. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford introducing him right now.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Back at Grand Forks, the governor's taking the stage now. How about this? So, you know, there's a little PowerPoint behind him, and you have those little clickers, like a little mini remote control in your hand. And the governor said, hey, I forgot my clicker. Can somebody bring me my clicker? And they flew it in with a drone and dropped it off on all the tables. He said, of course, we're in Grand Forks. How else am I going to get my clicker delivered? you couldn't see that on the radio anyway, so you didn't miss much, is what I'm telling you. We are brought to you on What's on Your Mind, in part by our friends at the Energy of North Dakota. And you know what? I talk a lot about the oil and gas industry, and we should, because over half the taxes paid in this great state come from the oil and gas industry. And oil and natural gas from North Dakota strengthens all of America. Those abundance of talents and innovations and technologies and energy responsibly produced here translates to worldwide economic stability. With producers and our communities working together, we're securing a sustainable future that generation after generation can build on. It's all happening right now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. All right, more of Governor Doug Burgum just taking the stage, talking about empowering people, improving lives, and inspiring success in today's State of the State Address. Let's get a few minutes of this before we leave you for the day. And remember, it'll be on our Facebook page after.
Our administration is to empower people, improve lives, and inspire success. And we like to think that this purpose, which brings meaning to what we do every day, is part of the job of every individual who works for the state of North Dakota. And right now, there are over 16,000 people who get up every day as part of Team ND across our state, doing every kind of thing you can imagine to support the other 760,000 citizens of our state. But there are 6,000 of those that work in higher education. I know we have a bunch of our higher education leaders here, but on behalf of all of us, we've each have the opportunity to make a difference in people's lives, and we're grateful for that. Teddy Roosevelt once famously said that far and away the best prize life has to offer is the opportunity to work hard at work worth doing. And I think this is so true. And certainly all of us that work for Team ND, all 16,000 of us, have won that prize. And in North Dakota, we're so fortunate to have great functioning government. And we've got that across all branches. We got it across all branches of the state. We've got it at the county, the city, the township. We've got dedicated public servants everywhere. But I'd like to acknowledge and share my gratitude with some of those others in the other branches of government. Let's start off with the judicial branch. During the 3 years that I've been in office, I've had the privilege of appointing 9 new district court judges and 1 Supreme Court judge, Justice John Jensen. This year on January 1st, Justice Jensen was elected by his fellow judges from across the state and became the 44th Chief Justice of the North Dakota Supreme Court. And it's an honor to have Chief Justice Jensen joining us today back at UND, where he earned his law degree, and in Grand Forks, where he was the presiding judge of the Northeast Central Judicial District. And I had the honor a couple of weeks ago to be present at the passing of the gavel ceremony, and this is something that hadn't happened for 26 years because we were so fortunate in our state to have Chief Justice Gerald Vandewall, 26 years, longest serving Chief Justice in United States history, coming on top of 41 years of total service on the court and still serving on the court as a justice as part of his 62 years of service to the state government. And so I want to take a moment this morning and thank our former chief, our new chief, and Justices Crothers, McEvers, Tufte, and all the hardworking Team ND members from the judicial branch from across the North Dakota. If they're here today, we'd love to have them stand, but I know we've got a number of them right here. But new chief, former chief, other justices, please, thank you for amazing service to the state of North Dakota. We've also accomplished a lot working in deep partnership with our legislative branch, and we're fortunate to have a number of those hardworking legislators in attendance today. With the leadership of Majority Leader Senator Rich Wardner and Representative Shep Pollard, Minority Leader Senator Joan Heckman and Representative Josh Boshe, and partnership of the entire legislative branch, we'll continue to work together for the betterment of all of North Dakota. At this time, I'd like to invite our many legislators who are here today and stand as we thank them for their work as citizen legislators in North Dakota. Look at that, both sides of the aisle. I don't know how that all worked out here, but we're... We've also, fortunate, we've got a great set of statewide elected leaders, and to drive smart policies in our state, it takes dedicated, passionate leadership, and we've got that. And we know there may be others, but I know for sure we've got Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger, Public Service Commissioner Julie Fedorchuk, and Brian Crocius here. We got Superintendent of Public Instruction, Basler with us today, but I'd like to ask any elected officials statewide, if you're here, please stand and be recognized. Thank you for your service. Thank you. We're also deeply honored to be joined today by several tribal leaders, and we've made this a priority of our administration. Across the state, there's five tribes with which we share geography, and the leaders of those organizations, Chairman Mike Faith from Standing Rock Sioux, Chairman Mark Fox from the Mandan Hadatsa Arikara, or the MHA Nation, Chairperson Peggy Cavanaugh from Spirit Lake Nation, Chairman Donovan White from Sisseton, Wapton, Oyate, and Chairman Jamie Azure from the Turtle Mountain.
Our Facebook page, as well as social media. You can follow us at AM 1100, The Flags, K-Fires, KTGOs, KLTCs. And tomorrow on the program, well, actually, before that, this afternoon, 1 o'clock, when the governor's done, we'll do a sit-down interview with the governor that we'll have on Facebook Live, so you can watch that there and then excerpts tomorrow on the show. The president has signed USMCA. It's official. We have a deputy secretary from the Department of Agriculture joining us tomorrow on that, where we go from here once it's signed. God bless you. Thanks for listening. What's on your mind? Bye-bye.
I've been talking about hot spring spas and pool tables, too, for years with Vince Webker. And the wellness part of this is really what most excites me. What should people know about the wellness benefits?
So there's a lot to know, but I promise you this. I preach it daily in-house. If you want to live better and live longer, get a sauna or a hot tub. I promise it will work. The reasons why, we're here to explain it when you come into hot spring spas.
A sauna about the size of a refrigerator, plug it in, you go. Hot tub, they'll put it in the winter, no problem. Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.